This commentary is brought to you by Butte Citizens for Preservation and Revitalization. These comments do not necessarily represent the views of this radio station. Butte CPR is dedicated to the preservation of historic architectural resources in Butte. In this evening's commentary, we will discuss the vernacular. This commentary was written by Butte historian and all-around good guy, Dick Gibson. The vernacular. Most of us know the term as applied to the non-standard, common, dialectical language of a region. But I recently learned that it is used for architecture too. And if any place has non-standard architectural styles, it's Butte. Vernacular architecture means using local materials or the building style typical of a place. The ultimate in Butte is the remnant of the cabbage patch on the Near East Side, our historic shantytown once ruled by King McNamara until he was blown up by his own moonshine still in the 1920s. Cabbage patch shacks with walls of discarded corrugated iron sheets and wallpaper of linoleum or newspaper harbored down on their luck residents, bootleggers, drug dealers, and retired prostitutes. Carrie Nation brought her reform program to the Cabbage Patch in 1910, but with no visible success. Although the Cabbage Patch was largely bulldozed in 1940 and 41 to make way for Silver Bow homes, Butte's higher-end structures count as vernacular as well, thanks to an early city ordinance enacted after devastating fires in the 1870s. Brick dominates our cityscape, from high-rise office buildings to middle-class West Side homes. Non-mainstream architects like Herman Kemna designed single-family homes and business buildings from Butte to Deer Lodge, including the Thomas Block and Phoenix Building on Park Street. Another local architect, Charles Prentice, worked in Butte for only a few years until he left for California in 1899. But a few of his unique dwellings remain, displaying his, quote, inventive corbelling and interesting fenestration patterns. That means projections stepping up from a wall and funky windows for those of us who are architecturally challenged like me. Many of the flat-top brick homes and duplexes between Montana and Excelsior Streets are in the Italianate style, simple to build and popular in the boom period of 1890 to 1910. Although not unique to Butte, this style favors the architecture of historic uptown residential neighborhoods. Some of you will remember when the National Vernacular Architecture Forum held its annual conference in Butte in 2009. Architects and historic preservation professionals from around the nation were delighted and amazed by our well-preserved, eclectic buildings, from our miners' cottages to our Queen Anne homes. As you're walking around town, sometimes remember to look around and remind yourself how lucky we are to live in such an architecturally rich community. And remember, Butte's historic architecture is its future, not just its past. For more information about Butte CPR, visit our website at www.butecpr.org.